All right, girly face.
Hi.
What is going on with you?
Nothing much.
You're back.
Yes. I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
Yep.
How far along are you?
Like almost 3 months.
Tell me about the father. Is that the tattoo on your thigh?
Yeah.
How is that relationship?
Good.
Cool.
He definitely impacted my life in a positive way. Like, with the music. It went really, like, I like what we did with it. It was like an era that, like, I can't explain. Like, I had really fun. And now I get to be a mom.
Are you still making music?
Yeah, but I'm not releasing nothing. I took down a lot of my music right now because I'm going to rebrand myself.
You got a lot more face tattoos.
Yeah.
And tattoos in general.
Yeah, I got a lot of new stuff. Like, a lot. I just got this one. It's really nice.
Nice.
And then my face one and a little heart. So, but as the time went, I was still getting more tattoos. I have some right here, too.
But why are you back? You wanted to share something with us.
I just, like, wanted to tell people to have more faith, like, in their lives. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, people be really not having faith in nothing but, like, bullshit. Not real life situations.
But you're still in the game.
Mm-hmm. I'll never switch up on the pavement. Ever. I won't.
You're married to this life.
Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy my time with my baby, but I don't think it's ever gonna stop when it comes to walking.
Why is that?
I love it.
You love it? What do you love about it?
The money.
The money.
There's no loyalty in the game, but
so tell me.
It's just you and the floor.
Give me a. I don't want an exact number, but how much money do you have in your bank account
right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, I don't want an actual number. Yeah. I just want to, like, is it?
I just carry a lot of cash on me. Like, I don't carry really, like, stuff in my bank account. I do have a bank account, though.
You do?
I upgraded from Chime to BOA, but I still use Chime. But I'm on Bank of America right now. I like it.
And are you saving so much money that you just can't quit?
I'm trying to save now that I have a baby. I'm not spending my money on stupid shit no more. So.
Because I've interviewed enough of these girls to know that nobody's really making money.
Yeah.
Because they're all calling me for, like, a loan. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. I would never do that.
A few weeks after the interview.
That's crazy. A loan?
Well, money. They call it a loan, but nobody ever pays me back, so it's not a loan.
Damn.
You got
a big-ass platform, too, for them to be doing that.
Well, this is what happens when you interview these kind of people. I knew that when I started.
You're supposed to collaborate, and let it be that and expand after that. Not
people say I'm exploiting people, but I think I'm getting exploited. That's how I
love watching a lot of your stuff.
What do you watch?
I watch mainly a lot of Rebecca.
Rebecca's in a rehab right now.
That's good.
Yeah, she went to jail.
I went to a rehab when I was younger.
Somehow Cosmo and Ainsley got the judge to agree to, like, have Rebecca do a stint in rehab.
I hope things get better.
Yeah.
I do. People change.
People
when
do.
They open their eyes.
Yeah. My take it.
My baby made me want to change.
But what are you changing?
I'm just getting to be a mom. When I was with my ex, when I was with my ex, I was living like a real family life. Like, even though, like, we would, like, have our issues with domestic violence, like, it never really, like, was like this. Where it's like, I gotta keep my guard up. Cause there's no loyalty, like, at all in the game. It's, like I said, it's just you and the pavement. So it's like, that family life that I fiend for, like, I don't get that. And now I do.
Now you do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting now that you didn't have before?
I feel like I get, like, because with her, I just had family. Like, I wasn't in the life yet.
So you had a female pimp?
No. It was my girlfriend. like, I was living a square life.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was living, like, you know, I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Like, you get me? Like, but that is what I fiend for, and God blessed me with it.
So you prefer this life that you have now?
I feel like I could balance out the two until I could just, you know, stop.
But you're not looking to get out.
I mean, I do have other resources as well, too. So it's like my OnlyFans, like, that's been a good thing for me. For you saying that it'd be so slow sometimes. So, yeah. But I like going from track to track. It's, like, exciting.
So you enjoy?
Yeah.
You enjoy purely the money?
No, I like being outside, like, in some cute clothes with my heels on.
You can go to a park
on.
And throw a Frisbee. I mean, you don't have to, like
you know,
sell your
people
ass.
Just pass by and just stare at me, and they...
That's what you like.
They pay me, and they enjoy their time.
And you enjoy that? Mm-hmm. You get off on that?
Yeah. But one day, you know, like, I'll get the courage to stop, but right now, like, you know, I get to be a mother, like I said, so... That's what I get to enjoy in life right now, is being a mother.
Asking somebody who's brainwashed if they're brainwashed is futile. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask you, do you think you might be brainwashed a
Not
little bit?
Not anymore, no.
No?
Mm-mm. I feel like social media really did change my perspective on how I live in my real life, because I was doing a lot of drugs, like, that I wanted to do, that I chose to do.
What drugs were you using?
I think last time I told you guys I was taking perks.
Mm-hmm.
I was heavy on those. I really was. And, like, I'm thankful that, like, I got saved and put them down.
And the perks on the street usually have fentanyl in them, right?
Yeah.
Was that difficult?
No, not really. I feel like more like most likely, like, having to stop doing them.
What did the perks do for you? They are an upper or a downer?
They're a downer.
They're a downer.
They'll make me, like, just, depending on how many I would take, they'll make me just feel, like, mellowed out. Because I used to be on medications when I was younger.
How many were you taking?
When I was in, like, group homes, they would, like, kind of have us go see a psychiatrist, and all the kids go see a psychiatrist and be on medications.
How many perks were you taking?
I wasn't on perks when I was younger.
No, I know, but...
I was on perks now.
Yeah, yeah. But...
I'll take a couple of 30s, mm-hmm. just 10s, 15s, like RPs. Like, it'll just be like whatever I felt like getting. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that that's over with. Because, like, being on drugs is like a mind flip for real. It's like a depression era. Like, it really is. And I'm out of that. So.
That's good.
Yeah. Because, like I said, social media and drugs don't mix. Especially when you're in the field of, like, the industry, it don't. I feel like that's why people go do drugs. In the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because I fell in it, so.
And you're working how many days a week now?
Probably a couple days out the week for right now. I'm about to hit my second trimester, so.
You're cutting back?
The baby was a surprise. Like, it was around September, early October, I got pregnant. My birthday's in October because I'm a Scorpio. So it was like my birthday present, basically, you know? Like, I got pregnant, and then, like, I found out in November that I was pregnant. And then, like, ever since then, I've been just, like, it's been tough. Like, people be weird. Like, I shouldn't have to be fighting while I'm pregnant to the girl that did, you know, that I did fight with. Like, that's wrong.
You think are you looking forward to being a mom?
Yeah.
You think you're going to be a good mom?
Yeah. I think a lot of girls out here that are moms are really stuck. Like, I don't know, because I don't want to talk shit, but, like, I have seen a lot of, like, moms that are, like, you know, not caring about their kids, really, and just, like, chasing after another person. I noticed that. A lot of mothers do that. I don't want to do that.
We're the.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to put
the dude becomes their priority. Mm-hmm.
I want to put my kids first. Mm-hmm. Like I told you last time, my stepdad was in prison, and we would go there a lot. I don't want to, you know. I gotta be in my kids' life, just like other people should too. You know, they come first, most definitely.
It's a crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm so excited. My little bundle of joy is about to come. I get to experience that, and I'm happy.
How are you going to juggle working and
I have help.
Raising a child?
I have help, but I'm mainly going to be I'm taking my break, and I'm going to pop back out when I feel like I want to pop back out, you know? I'm going to spend a lot of time with my baby. Financially, I'll always be okay.
Where are you living currently?
Currently, I live in Los Angeles.
But are you just like hotels right now?
No, I have I stay in a 4-bedroom.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I've been for a really long time.
That's good.
Yeah. At first, I was in hotels. I was for the first couple weeks. And then I moved into a 4-bedroom. So, and I stayed put for a long time. But it's like, now I just kind of fiend for like a change.
And the change is going to be what?
My family.
Having a kid. But you're still working though.
Yeah, I'm going to stop.
That's the part that troubles me. Is
I'm going to stop. I know a lot of people tell me to stop. And you know, I am, you know, I am going to. But that's my business. You know, like even if I stop yesterday, you know, it don't matter. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to still be a good mom.
Tell me about the face tattoos.
I love them. I like how it enhances me. It makes me look more. I feel like I don't really like wearing makeup that much anymore, more than like when I was younger.
But tell me about what you have on your face.
What I have on my face? I have it's like an asteroid going down.
An asteroid on the side of your face?
I have a name right here. I have a name right here. And then I have a birth date right here. And then I got my neck tattoos.
Whose birthday on the side of your face?
My baby daddy's birthday.
Okay.
And then, I have two naked angel and a naked devil on my neck. Because a lot of people were saying that it was something else, but it wasn't. It wasn't that. So. And I know a lot of people trip on my 304 tattoo, but it's really not that serious. Like, that's why, what is it called? Like, I'm like, I don't even know how to explain it. Because the first thing that people, when they look at me, they see my 304. And they'd be so shocked.
You think people are just too worked up over the the lifestyle that you lead?
So it's like, I don't promote this shit to children. I don't promote none of this to nobody. I, you know, like I said, it's me versus what I'm going through and the floor, and that's it. You know, I do music and that's it. Like, it's just, I like to be, like, not around people.
Do you have friends?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
I had to cut off a lot of people, though, being, like, who I am right now. I had a fight when I was pregnant. Like, that is crazy. Like, I would never do something like that in my right mind, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like you just, in this game, you move off of hurt. Oh, I see that within a lot of girls that I meet. I had a girl come up to me one time, and she told me she got into a car accident listening to my music. Like, she was singing it. Like, my part, and I have the part, like, I think it's so cute, you know, like, when the girls come up to me and they be like, oh my God, you're her, like, yeah, you know, like, it's cool, I love it. I definitely respect everybody else's hustle, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's
it's just, like I said, it's you versus the floor.
What advice can you give to young girls who are considering this lifestyle for themselves?
Probably to focus on yourself. Get your chili.
Get your what?
Get your money and then like then explore. You know? Get yourself right first and then go explore. There is people out there for certain people. So that's it. I feel like girls shouldn't really chase that love at first. Because even when it's toxic, domestic, whatever, like when it starts to get like that, just leave it and just get it on your own. Or don't be in the lifestyle. I would just say it's not really meant for everybody, but I see a lot of girls really getting it.
All right, darling. I wish you all the luck in the world with your baby. I hope that kid goes to college and has a great life.
Yeah, me too.
All right, darling. Bye. Thank you.
Welcome to the infamous Fig, where the night comes alive in ways you ain't never seen before. This ain't just any street, nah. This right here is a playground for the bold, the hustlers, the pimps, and the slickest con artists in the game. Women out here barely covered, turning heads with every step. They know the hustle. They know it well. There's no other place in the world like it. The best of the best work these streets. Making moves when the sun goes down. When the real money starts flowing. What exchanges hands between a woman and her clients on Fig, well, it's more than most can ever dream of. Tonight we're taking you deep into the life of a 304, showing you the world through the eyes of those who live and breathe this hustle. Buckle the fuck up, and let us take you on a journey you won't never forget. Welcome to Fig.